Mountain Review Journal. We did not see Will Carey on the ice today. I believe that's safe to say he's not playing tonight. Does your lineup change? Maybe Dovsik for
Will's Beatty? Not playing tonight, no. And the lineup, you'll have to find it in warm-up. But
what would go into making a change on that fourth line, given if you know, given your play?
If there's a reason to change something, I'd change it, but we'll see. You know, they played real good last game. Everybody played well, so.
Questions for Coach? Marty in the front right.
Hi, Coach. Marty Klinkenberg from the Globe and Mail. When you look back over your coaching career and all the stops you've made from Columbus to juniors to the Panthers to here, what are the things that kind of stand out to you? And has it been, you know, this has to be the most rewarding year, I would think. But
no, this has been an outstanding year so far. I mean, obviously, the expectation when we started the season was to compete and battle hard every night and you know, play good hockey as well as we could. And all of a sudden, 10 games into the season, we knew we had a pretty good hockey team, and we went one game at a time, and here we are today. So it's just, it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work from our guys and our character group of guys we got, and we'll see where it goes.
Second row on the left.
Jesse Granger, Las Vegas Sun. Coach, you've had a few days to prepare for this team. Just what do you think is the most important thing you need to do or not do tonight?
The biggest thing for me is we got to play our game. We can't worry about Winnipeg. It's like Winnipeg. I'm sure they didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for us. They just finished playing another series. Team's got to worry about playing your game and working hard and doing the best you can with your game and the way you play your team. So we know they're a real good team. They play real good hockey. They play fast hockey, and they got a good group over there, a lot of talent. So, again, I can't worry about what Winnipeg's going to bring. We got to worry about what we're going to do and how we're going to play our game, and so far it's been successful for us.
Goldie back left.
Steve Goldstein, NBC Radio, Westwood One Radio. Gerard, what has Marc-Andre Fleury meant, not only on the ice, but really off the ice to the room?
Yeah, he's been great for us. I mean, from day one, the day we got him in the expansion draft, we knew what we got. We got a guy who's a great leader, a great character guy. He comes in and he's joking and smiling every day and keeping things loose in our locker room, and that's really important. And obviously, you guys see what he does on the ice for us. He's been outstanding in the playoffs, and he's had an outstanding year, you know, regular season too, but he's been outstanding for us.
Shen, middle right.
Shang Pang, Hockey Buzz. I have a special teams question. First, Winnipeg, they like to go to Bufflin and Laine on their power play as their first options. What do you have to do on a PK to stop that? And then my second question is just a general power play question. Just how are you, what do you have to do to beat their PK?
Well, the first one, we looked at video. We'll do the best we can to stop their power play with Bufflin and Laine and Shifley and all their guys. And on our power play, we're going to move the puck like we did last two series, get point shots, get open looks, and try and retrieve pucks and get second and third chances. So that's what they're all about nowadays. There's no surprises for anybody, and you execute your plays, you're going to be successful in your power play. And penalty killers got to block shots and get in shot lanes and do the best they can because, you know, they got an excellent power play.
Middle left.
Tom Morosi, NHL Network. Gerardo, what were your biggest memories of playing games here in Winnipeg as a player? Maybe your favorite moments in the city.
Yeah, in the old rink, it was outstanding. They probably had the best ice in the league. You know, Howard Chuck and those guys, Paul McLean. It was a lot of fun coming here, and we really enjoyed playing in this building. And they were tough teams. It was tough battles back in those days. But I remember I enjoyed my time here playing games in this building, not this building, but the old.
Sean on the left.
Sean Reynolds with Sportsnet. Back to that power play, Nashville seemed to have a lot of success shutting down the Jets' power play in that past series, definitely compared to what they were able to do during the year. Did you see anything in the video of that series that may help out?
Yeah, we see things for sure, definitely. But I don't know if it's going to help out yet. We'll see once they get their power play. But, again, when they execute their power play and they get time to make plays, you know, they're real good. They got some great options there. They got some great players there. And so we'll have to do the best we can. But obviously we watched those penalty kill that Nashville had, and they had some success for sure.
We'll take a couple more questions for Coach front left here.
Turk, during the last series, you and the players talked a lot about how similar San Jose was to your team. Do you think Winnipeg is another team similar? And if not, where do they differ?
Well, they're a bigger team. You know, they're bigger. They play a big man's game for sure. But they're a fast team, and they're a quick team, and that's what makes them the difference from their team this year than probably other years past. I think they play a real fast game. They got a good transition game, and obviously their coach does a great job with them. He's an excellent coach. He got a lot of experience, and I think their team's really played well.
Last row on the left.
Coach Chris Matthews, KLAS-TV in Vegas. Can you talk a little bit about the atmosphere here? And so you've been to T-Mobile all season long and how terrific it is there. But what's it like in here? I hear it's pretty exciting also.
It's crazy here. It's going to be outstanding. And that's what it's fun. I mean, you play off hockey. Everybody's geared up for it. And again, we've had a great boost from our fans every game we play. They get a great boost from their fans every game we play. But playoff hockey, every game's so important. And I think you see that the road team's won more games than the home team in the playoffs so far because guys are so focused. It doesn't matter. When you hear fans cheering for you out there, even if they're cheering against you, it's still a great atmosphere to play for the players.